In this screencast, we're just going to take a quick look at how to subscribe to an RSS feed. In this case, I'm going to go ahead and go to my blog, itproguru.com. And on the right-hand side, I actually have some links for RSS. There's the RSS for comments, RSS for post, and Atom, which is for RSS. In my case, I'm going to go ahead and just click on Atom. And I can click subscribe to this feed. And it'll pop up a box asking me, what I want to call this. And it takes the default of whatever I have for this particular feed. And I can go ahead and add it to the favorites bar while I'm at it as well. And then I can hit subscribe. And now that will automatically get downloaded. And in fact, if I looked at the properties of that, it would be downloaded using a default schedule of 1 hour. And that could be changed as well, setting some other preferences for that. Now, how do you access that information? How do you access those feeds once you download them? Well, there's this View Feeds button, but that's not real helpful if you are not on that page. So I'm going to show you on IE9, you simply go to the star up here. It says View Favorites, and you'll see the feed there. So if you click on that, it'll take you right to my RSS feed, and you can even use the filtering capabilities. So say you wanted to look at all those posts that were IT Pro, you click on IT Pro and it's going to list all of those posts there. Now, one thing that most people want to do, or many people want to do, is they actually want to be able to view their RSS feeds and download their RSS feeds right from their Outlook. So I'm going to go ahead and pop into Outlook and show you that as well. So I'm going to go into my Outlook client. So I'm going to pop into my Outlook client, and when you're under the mail folder, if you have your folders listed here, you'll see that there's an RSS feeds there. If you click on that RSS feeds, there will be a link for subscribe to an RSS feed. You can also right click on RSS feeds and do add a new RSS feed. And then at that point, all you need is the URL for the site. In the case of my blog RSS, I can simply go to that page, copy the URL, paste it into the feed, and add it to Outlook. There are advanced settings where you can go ahead and set the properties go ahead and turn on automatic download enclosures or download full articles, HTML attachments, however you want to get them delivered to you. And I'm going to go ahead and you could actually put them in a different folder. By default, they'll end up in your RSS feeds folder. Click OK. And yes. And now you'll see that I have under my RSS feeds, I have all the posts that are up there on the RSS blog, and they're delivered right to my my inbox or my RSS feeds in my Outlook. So that's two ways you can access the RSS feeds. I hope you'll take a moment just to go ahead and grab an RSS feed for my blog, so you'll get some of the great content that we're putting out there.